This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Absolutely absurd that so many people are invested in this. Good Lord.
It's pretty ridiculous.
It really is. It is so over for Jack if I win this thing. He's got to win. He's got his guy Trey Turner in his corner. Good for him. Look, we'll find out. Reminder, Plymouth White Marsh High School, 12 noon today. If you're available, get on out there. It should not last more than an hour. I mean, there's a chance it could last, you know, 20 minutes. My guess is more like 30 to 45 minutes. But we'll see.
Could just be four straight singles and it's over.
Could be four pitches.
You know, four pitches.
Could be four pitches and donezo. But it's not going to be that. All right, so we're doing five questions with the Mac man. Jody Mack, question number four for you today, sir. And frankly, and I say this with no disrespect to you, Jody, I'm actually more interested in Ben's answer to this. But since it's five
That's
questions.
All right.
With the Mac man, unless you want to defer to Ben, you want one of your questions to go to Ben?
Well, no,
I'll like
fire
you
first.
No.
That's what it sounds like.
You're going to ask both of us, right?
Well, I'll ask you, and then we'll get to the professional baseball players' expertise.
I would prefer to go first.
You go first. Jody, here's question number four. What is your advice to me today?
I don't think I need to give you a lot of advice because I think you understand what's going on, which has been the biggest surprise to me here, that people don't understand what is actually transpiring. It's not a baseball game. It's a competition. It's the first to get to four, arrive at first base.
By the way,
safely.
For what it's worth, even in baseball, Barry Bonds, even at the height of his heightness, would gladly take the walk. You want to walk him, he'll
sure.
take it.
Like oh,
he,
yeah.
And by the way, he was that's a 1,000 on-base percentage. Like, a walk's a good thing in sports.
Correct.
Let's not forget that. I mean, if you're the batter.
A 400 on-base percentage is really good in Major League Baseball.
Right.
There's a handful of them that actually accomplish that,
mm-hmm.
and that's what you have to accomplish to win today.
So your main advice is take the walk if it's there for you.
Absolutely right.
All right, Ben, you played it. There's a lot more to it. I mean,
yes.
Listen, if he walks me four times, that's that. That will be dissatisfying for many. But hopefully I rope some singles. What is your advice to me, Ben?
One, breathe. Two.
In between pitches?
Inhale through your nose, out through your mouth. Just breathe.
Okay.
Trust your instincts. Like, your instinct is tell you your first decision is usually the best one. Like, you see it out of the hand, ball. Where you see it out of the hand, strike, have at it. Trust yourself and just go from there. But I would say just breathe and don't be in a rush. It's not like it's panic time. You get three strikes for a reason. You know what I mean? You get three strikes for a reason.
Do you think, Ben, that the final five plate appearances will be harder on him or easier on him?
Way harder.
Oh, sure.
He will labor.
It's going to be hot as blazes.
Yep.
If you're not accustomed to doing it, it's a lot more cardio than you think. Like it's not easy to go out there and pitch and he could run some deep ball counts. Maybe he throws, goes a couple, you know, full counts, and you foul a couple off, and then finally either get a hit or
I'm
walk
hoping to
or
get him to 40 to 50 pitches.
That's a lot.
Yeah, I think that would be a lot.
That's a lot.
Yeah.
With two breaks in between, right?
Well, not necessarily. I mean, it could be as many as three, but it could be as little as zero.
But
when he gets three outs, then there's a break. That could be after the third batter. That could be after the seventh batter.
But then he's going to come out and take some warm-up pitches again?
I would imagine.
That's even more taxing.
Yeah.
Hold on. Maybe I'm misunderstanding. Is it three outs?
Three outs.
Yes, and I was confused by that too, Jody. I thought it was three at bats. He has to get three outs for a break.
Correct.
Ah, that's interesting.
Yeah, it could be after five.
I thought it was just three, like you would have three breaks essentially.
Three outs.
Yeah, wow.
Right. That's why I asked. That's worse for Jack.
Way worse, because he has to keep rolling and getting it out. Yeah.
Like I said, this is going to be a test.
He walks you once or twice in the first four plate appearances, he's screwed.
All right, James, after four plate appearances, how many times have I gotten on after four?
Oh, man. Well, you want to be at two. If you're at two after four, you're in great shape.
Yeah.
I think it's going to be one or two. I definitely think you will get on base in the first four plate appearances. I think you're probably going to pick it up as it goes on. So I'll say one out of four, but I think it picks up after that.
Okay. Let's go to Gary calling from Vineland. Hi, Gary.
What's up, Ammer?
Hey, buddy.
You gonna swing the bat today?
What'd you say?
Are you gonna swing the bat
today?
You know, in many ways, that depends on him. I will say that I hope to, because at the very least, I would hope to end it with a big hit to left center field. But like Gary, if he walks me, I'll take the walk. No shame here, man. Good enough for Barry Bonds, good enough for me. Gary, let me put you on hold for one moment, because let me remind everybody, when I talked to Ted Williams last week, what he told me.
There's no way that you can improve any hitter in this game. Your number one thing you're always thinking about, absolutely, is getting a good ball to hit. Good ball to hit is something you see real good, that looks good to you, that you could hit.
And Gary, I'll be looking for that good ball to hit, but if he doesn't provide them, I'll take the walk.
Well, what if you're up two walks? Just like swing at something. Put the bat on the ball.
I'll take it under advisement.
All right. Can I say something to Devin? Devin, I got your sibling names beat by one.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed's sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
What's that?
Harry, Larry, and Gary.
No way.
Yeah. I always said I look on the bright side. I could have been Barry.
Wow. Wait, so what?
Just not that creative.
What is Gary short? So it's Harrison, and is Larry short for Lawrence?
No, it's literally Harry Larry.
It's literally, okay, so just went straight up with the rhyming.
That's yep. wild,
you do
man.
Have me beat.
Yep. Never knew who was in trouble.
That's something.
Relatable. I get that.
All right, Gary, you got a shot to win these tickets for Wiz Khalifa and Sean Paul. A fictional showdown. What do you have?
How about when Arya Stark beat the Night King?
Ooh.
Yeah. Now, so I don't know that that's the right way to frame it, because while she does take him down
light
in the end,
light versus dark.
Well, it's the whole it's the living versus the dead.
Yeah, it is.
It's the living versus the dead. I think that's the wrong answer. I mean, think of it this way. They only come together
at the end.
In the same scene.
Yeah, the one time.
One time mm-hmm. for 15 seconds.
Yeah, yeah. But it's a showdown.
I mean more between them leading up to it for it to be a showdown. I mean,
it's like the whole series leading
Yeah, but
up
like
to
when
it.
Jon Snow's looking at him across that ice thing around season 5.
Yeah.
And they meet eyes. That's to me.
If John had been the one to actually kill him at the end, yeah. John, that would have been a great answer.
Yeah, I don't like it. I kind of like it, but I don't love it. Go ahead, Jim.
Where'd you get the Ted Williams clip?
So I, in full disclosure, will
you hear
say,
me talk to Ted Williams last week.
I have been preparing for this competition, Jody. So, Jody, people think.
Oh my God, are you watching like old Ted Williams interviews? Let me psycho.
Let me put it. Yes, the answer is yes.
Love it.
Yes, you're I was amazing. Watching an old
that
Ted Williams.
You are so
remember
crazy.
He had 2010 vision.
You know, I understand, and I don't. But Jody, here's the clip from a movie that this whole thing reminds me of. You remember when Rocky's fighting Apollo, and Duke is in Rocky's corner, and Duke is in Apollo's corner, one of the early fights, and Duke says to, and he used to go by the name Tony, then they changed his name to Duke, and Tony says to Apollo, he doesn't think it's a damn show. He thinks it's a damn fight.
Right.
Finish this bum and let's go home. Like, I think Jack and Spike and Ike this whole time, like, it's been a little like, oh, a little fun thing. Like, I'm here to win. I'm here to win. So, yes, I will watch my Ted Williams interviews to learn, to prepare. I will do all that I've done. I will not detail all the rest of it, but, like, I'm prepared. I'm ready.
You'll appreciate this. I'll tie it in.
And pull that for drop of the week, because I'm freaking serious.
Well, I'll play it if you win. If you lose, it's going to be not as much fun to play. Yeah.
And I'm not predicting I'm going to win, because I think I'm going to lose, but you're going to get the best I got.
Tied in to what we've all been saying today about how you handle your business. Before he got his job with the Mets, my father worked for an agent
okay.
who represented very famous athletes, including Ty Cobb and Ted Williams.
Wow.
And my father knew both of them. And he
Your
was
father
in,
knew Ty Cobb and Ted
oh,
Williams?
Yeah. The reason my name Holy is man. Jody is because of Ty Cobb. Ty Cobb used to call my father Jody.
Get out of here.
And my mother decided when I was born, listen, we're not calling him Little Joe or Joey. We got to come up with a name. And my father said, well, Ty Cobb calls me Jody. What do you think of that? I said, all right, he's Jody.
That's amazing.
60 plus years. But anyway, he's in the car with Ted Williams, taking him to a personal appearance, whatever. And he had played the day before at Yankee Stadium, and they were going to wherever they were going. And my father said to him, he had a home run the day before, he said, did you guess curveball on that pitch? And my father and Williams had an okay relationship. Williams looked at him in the passenger seat, looked at him and said, if you ever blanken say that I guessed again, I'll punch your lights out, kid. In the car while my father's driving, because he asked Ted Williams if he was a guess hitter.
That's so funny.
And he was so annoyed. So today, don't guess.
Okay.
If it's not a strike, don't swing.
Okay.
You gotta determine your strike zone. Sure. First couple at bats, you'll get better at it. Yep. You know what it is. You know what the ump's calling, not calling. But to start, don't guess.
Okay.
If it's not down the middle, I would take it till I get to two strikes.
That. If it's good enough for Ted Williams, good enough for me. Twitter poll, because they might be the two best hitters ever, Ty and Ted. Bonds is up there and a couple others, but those two are very high. Twitter poll question of the day brought to us by Armin Chevrolet. Armin is proudly celebrating 25 years of serving the automotive needs of the Delaware Valley. Together, let's drive. ArminChevy.com. First poll question. Jody, how do you think people voted? Who do you blame the most for last night's Phillies loss? The choices in alphabetical order. Well, actually, not alphabetical order. Choices are Dombrowski, Topper, Romano, Phillies hitters, meaning they only scored 3 runs.
I will revert back to yesterday because I thought the poll was going to go differently, and they ended up agreeing with me more than I thought they would. I kind of thought the audience would get it wrong. The answer should be Romano, so I'm going to say that it's Romano.
The answer is Jordan Romano. 42% say he.
Really?
23% Dombrowski, 18% Phillies bat, 17% Topper.
Wow, Topper was last.
Interesting poll result. Second poll question, should I be waving my arms around like crazy during the in between the at-bats to rattle Fritz? 61% say I should.
I love that.
Yeah, that's good.
We shall see. Let's do what we do every day at this time.
The time is yours.
Can't wait.
Unlike everyone else, we actually check our voicemail. Tell us what you want to say. The time is yours.
Time's yours.
Someone earlier said I should not, and I believe the exact phrase was don't be a clown.
Yep.
All right.
I wonder who that could have been.
Time's yours is brought to us by Xfinity Mobile, the sponsor of WIP's Xfinity Mobile Lounge. The Wi-Fi, of course, is booming. Make sure you unlock faster, secure speeds at home and on the go, only from Xfinity Mobile. Let's hit it with Time's Yours.
I love the segment, Five Questions with Jody Mack. It's awesome. I was wondering, is the reason you don't do five questions with John Ritchie because his answers would take up the entire show?
Oh, zing! Wow.
That is a zing.
Yeah, just calling to say good luck to Joe. Hopefully Jack's like Jordan Romano last night and you take him deep. Time's Yours.
Wow. Well, I definitely won't take Fritz deep because I don't have that kind of power. Like I said yesterday, I'm more of a Pete Rose kind of hitter, but I will do my best.
Joe, I know you got a big day today, so I just want to wish you good luck. And there's just one thing I want you to do for me.
Win.
Bong!
Yeah. Yeah, Rocky too. Absolutely.
Hey, Joe, it's Marky Mark from 2 Street. I just want to wish you good luck tonight. Do me a favor. Got a lot of money riding on you, kid. I got a lot of money, and I don't need mistake. I don't need, like, Castellano swinging at the first pitch. No, I'm saying, Joe, time's yours.
Oh, I like it. What's crazy is how many people I have heard have made side bets on this. That is wild. And with that, time's yours. We shut it down.
The time's yours line. Leave Joe and John a message of your thoughts, compliments, and complaints. Call 215-233-4500.
Fifth and final question for the Mac Man. This goes out to everyone. We got to move kind of quick. Try to keep the answers to about 10 seconds. Prediction. How many people will be there today to watch? Jody?
Over 200.
I agree with that. Devin?
I'll say 300.
Benjamin?
I'll say 150 to 200.
I'm going to say 233 people.
Oh, very exact.
Ray, do we go above or below 233?
Above 233.
I appreciate that. I mean, we do seem to be hearing from a lot of people, including, let's remember, the moms.
The moms group's coming out.
That's a sign. You know, when the moms group showing up, that's, you know, people are going to be there.
The moms.
Your mom.
All right.
Your mom.
We got to come up.
Who's coming old. Today? Your mom.
I'm a huge fan. I'm 48 years old. I'll be the first one to tell you I love the mom game.
That's great. All right, we got to come up with a winning answer for the best fictional showdown. So I thought Superman and General Zod should have been said. It was not.
Is it just Johnny and?
Yes.
Yeah,
yes.
Daniel.
It's as simple. Now listen, we're taking that over Rocky and Drago.
I think so.
I think so too.
Yeah. I know the whole, you know, Cold War part of it makes it tough, but...
No, congratulations to Martin with the Karate Kid, Daniel LaRusso versus Johnny Lawrence. Hey, everyone.
Martin!
Yeah. Joe and Hugh, of course, are up next. They're going to be from McGurk's. The next 5 hours of WIP programming will be through McGurk's. That'll go through the first hour of Spike, Ike, and Baban's show into a Phillies afternoon baseball game. Just know this, high noon, that's in 2 hours and 8 minutes. We will be at Plymouth White Marsh High School's varsity baseball field. Three people on the diamond. You got the ump, four. Ump behind the plate, you got the ump at first. You got a pitcher, that's Jack Fritz, and you got me. And I'll be ready to rock and roll. Hope to see you there. We'll talk to you tomorrow or talk to you in the next couple hours on 94 WIP.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Hate doing cardio? Try brushing and flossing your teeth. I'm not talking about building up a sweat. I'm talking about building a healthier mouth for a healthier heart, for a healthier you. Smile Generation. Trusted dentists look at your care through the lens of the mouth-body connection, because what happens in the mouth plays a critical role for the rest of your body. To find a dentist near you, committed to treating all of you, visit smilegeneration.com/confidence today and live longer, healthier, and happier with Confidence Unleashed.
Game day or any day, your fit says it all. Hit up MLBShop.com for the latest jerseys, caps, hoodies, and accessories to keep you in the game all year long. Rep your team, rep your city, rep yourself. Gear up and game on at MLBShop.com, the official online shop of Major League Baseball. Major League Baseball trademarks used with permission.